Have you guys decided on anything?
Two Chinese chicken salad, please. And two Coca-Colas, please.
Anything to start? Okay. I'll be right back with those Cokes.
¿Qué dijo?
Oh, que tomó la orden. Francisco tenía razón, estuvo riquísimo.
Para mí que el pollo era congelado.
Pues para mí estuvo delicioso. Ah, mira, esta es la que yo quiero. Me dijeron que los Chevys aguantan bastante.
Pues sí, está bonita.
Ya prontito verás. ¿Qué te pasa?
Nada, estoy bien.
¿Segura?
Sí, sí. Estuvo riquísimo.
La semana que entra nos toca pizza.
Sale.
Papa John's Pizza.
Órale.
Hey. How was Roger?
Roger is the boringest person I've ever met.
Oh, sorry.
What are you up to?
I'm writing a biology paper.
Oh, what's it about?
History of genetics, Mendel, that sort of thing.
When's it due?
Tuesday.
Next week?
Yeah. I just have a bunch of stuff due before then.
Where did you come from? I was never this good, and your father,
he was a lazy asshole.
Mom?
He had other people write his papers for him.
Hmm. I bet you were one of them.
Screw you.
We got a new shipment of puppies today. I want to take them all home.
Don't, Mom.
Well, it's sad. Loretta said that they just make those cages big enough to be legal, but small enough so people will get the puppies out of there. When I left the store tonight, I just wanted to open all those cages and let all those little puppies run free.
Mom.
They are so cute.
Mom, I'm trying to work.
Okay. But you have to come and see him tomorrow. Too slow, Amber, too slow.
Take it easy. Go to bed.
Solamente los famosos en esta.
¿Y a ti qué te importa? No es asunto tuyo.
Pues claro que es asunto mío.
Ni que fueras mi mamá.
¿Cómo no va a ser asunto mío que mi hermana se la pasa sin dormir, metiéndose drogas, usando cranky?
Ni siquiera sabes cómo se llama cranky.
Y sin comer.
Se dice crank, ¿eh?
Y portándose como una idiota gracias a las crank.
Lo que estás es celosa.
Y portándose de una manera que avergonzaría a su padre.
¡Celosa!
¡Mira! Yo no envidio tu vida ni tantito. Tu vida me da vergüenza.
¿Y tú qué? ¿Ni siquiera querías venir para acá?
Y ahora yo tengo un novio gringo. Supervisor.
¡Ay, por favor! ¡Qué novio!
¡Ya bájenle las dos!
Pues de aquí a 6 meses, a ver a quién le va mejor, ¿sale? Cógetela, se ve que le hace falta, carajo.
Está hecho un desmadre, nomás anda buscando problemas.
Pues no es la única. Hay muchos usando drogas. El trabajo es duro y pues las drogas alivianan.
Nomás eso me faltaba. Ahora tú estás del lado de ella.
No, es que así son las cosas.
¿Y por eso está bien? Pues claro que es asunto mío.
Hola. It's me. Quedamos de vernos. Call me, ¿sí?
Uncle Pete!
Hey!
What is with the uniforms?
Sorry, Pete, we have jobs.
No, just somebody put a blanket on her, okay? All right, I cannot believe my beautiful Amber is in a damn Mickey's uniform. No, I can't look at you in that thing. I can't.
You have a real job.
You smell like chicken nuggets, okay?
She has a job.
Yeah, well,
give me a break.
All right. Well, except for the uniform, let's see.
You're dumb.
You look great.
Thank you.
It was great to see you.
Good to see you.
All right.
How long are you here for?
Oh, just for the night. I'm on my way up to Bozeman. No! I don't think I can talk to you in that thing.
Leave her alone! Honey, you got some homework?
Not much.
Okay, why don't you get it done, change your clothes, go out with Uncle Pete.
So I have a date I can't break. Had I known you were coming.
Oh, what? You would have changed your plans?
No.
Mm-hmm.
How's Gabe?
He's great. He's walking and talking.
He has a Michelle.
Is that Mrs. Whiskers? Check him out.
Oh, he's so big.
Right?
Here.
Hey! Oh!
Great.
Yeah, you are only allowed to come here with me. So, are you on the pill?
No.
No? Do you have a boyfriend?
Not really. I'm kind of in between.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are circling you like sharks, right? I'm going to come back here and find that you got like a little baby fry cook in the oven.
You know what?
What?
I remember you taking me to Mickey's when I was a kid.
No.
Yes.
No. All right, I was just being lazy. I apologize. All right, now I hate everything about the place.
Mom said it was a big deal when the first Mickey's opened here.
Oh, it was tremendous. Yeah, it was. I mean, Cody was on the map. The first one didn't bother me. It was just the 400th that started to, get under my skin.
Well, I need the money. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no other jobs, right? You tried SPCA, you tried the park services, you tried daycare, right? Nobody around here needs their kids to be taken care of.
It was the first job I could find.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine worked there. What do you want to hear?
I'm not criticizing you. All right, I think you are great. I just want to know your timeline for getting out of here.
I want to go to college.
Good.
Thinking Oregon or Montana.
What you going to study?
I don't know. I want to write. I like photography. But I think I want to study science and aeronautical engineering.
Aeronautical engineering?
Yeah. I mean, if I could do anything in the world, I'd be an astronaut.
All right, well, fucking A, do it.
Okay,
but you need to get out of here to do that.
Well, was it hard leaving Cody back when you were a teenager?
No, not for me. Your mom, now. That was a different story.
I was on the way, and it cuts down on your options.
Mm-hmm. That is why. If by the age of 21, you have not missed one menstrual cycle, I will give you $1,000.
Will you shut up, okay? I am not talking to my uncle about sex.
Okay. I read this study the other day about people who are happiest with their lives and the ones who have followed their passion, right? Even if they weren't, technically successful. Right? When they were looking back at their life, they had fewer regrets and they felt their life had been more fulfilling.
Yeah. That makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, it does. So, bottom line is, do not listen to me. Do not listen to your...
更多资料请在人人听力网 www.rting.com